From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Tomorrow night in Tempe, Arizona, the presidential candidates will go toe-to-toe for the last time. Most polls show the race virtually deadlocked, and observers expect it to stay that way right to Election Day. Through much of this election cycle, two pollsters, Democrat Stan Greenberg and Republican Bill McInturff, collaborated on surveys for NPR. Then Greenberg became an advisor to Senator Kerry's campaign, and McInturff was hired to conduct the NBC Wall Street Journal poll. Neither polls for NPR now. But heading into the last debate, NPR's Mara Liasson checked in with him again.
Both McInturff and Greenberg agree that right now the race is a dead heat. John Kerry was perceived to have won the first debate in Miami, and that helped him draw closer to the president in the polls. But, says Republican McInturff, the second debate in St. Louis was different.
I think that perceptually, Republicans around the country, activist Republicans, were cheered by the president's performance. I think it was a morale booster, but I think it's a morale booster that was not yet translated into really shifted numbers.
Democrat Greenberg says the president did help himself in St. Louis, but not necessarily with independents, who make up the majority of the small group of undecided voters.
As we look at our research through each of these debates, independents have moved a little bit more toward Kerry, a little bit greater favorability, and that's going to be one of the big questions we will look back at. You know, has a base strategy been a successful one for the president overall, but also in the debates? And has, you know, Kerry's strategy, which has actually, I think, been to appeal to moderates and independents, whether that will be successful.
Tomorrow night's debate begins the final phase of the campaign. Bill McInturff expects to see the president step up his new attacks.
My sense is that the Bush campaign is going to try to open a new front, and that's talking once again about Senator Kerry being from Massachusetts and being too liberal. Having played out the flip-flopper, having played out the security issue, I think you're going to see, especially in this domestic policy debate, a sharper ideological focus. And per Stan's discussion about base versus swing, a lot of it's not only because it animates the Republican base, it's that, you know, a lot of swing voters in a lot of key states, ideologically on social issues and others, tilt right of center. And I think the Bush folks are going to try to make that division clearer.
Greenberg says this final phase will be shaped by the dynamic of the three debates. First, foreign policy, then an open discussion with voters, now domestic policy.
That's the order the president wanted. I don't think in retrospect he really should have wanted that order, because it enabled John Kerry to reassure on security issues and foreign policy in Iraq in the first debate, and now to open up people for a broader discussion of his domestic agenda. And I think that's the election that John Kerry wants, and the debate format in this debate on Wednesday night, you know, sets it up.
Democrats traditionally do better with voters on issues like jobs, health care, and Social Security, but other Democrats caution that Kerry needs to use the Tempe debate to explain his plans in clearer and simpler terms than he has so far. Whatever happens tomorrow night, says McInturff, the last 3 weeks of the campaign will be intense, not only because there are so few truly uncommitted voters to fight over, but because the candidates have narrowed their focus to a very small geographic battleground.
If we started with 17 states, and I think we did, you know, we're down to 9 or 10. There's really not a lot of the country that is truly, truly up for grabs. And lastly, as we've been talking about here all year, we're going to see just such extraordinary money and intensity. The partisans of both parties are just really cranked. This is a country, by the way, that's engaged in this campaign in a way that I've not seen really in my 20-year career. I bet you we come out of the third debate functionally tied, and we spend 3 weeks functionally tied in a very, very close election the way things are headed.
On this point, Greenberg disagrees. He says, historically, a lot of people make up their minds when the debates are done.
Every election I've been in, when that final debate is over, there are voters who've been watching these candidates. We're waiting for the debates. There's a very big audience for these debates, and a bunch of them, they're not as big, there aren't as many of them this year as there were in previous years, but they exist, and so there'll be a shift one way or the other, you know, following the debates.
And although there are historically smaller numbers of undecided voters this year, there have been historically larger audiences for the debates, and tomorrow night should be no exception. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.